I'm Johnny Lieberman, and you're watching LMP. What does LMP stand for?
Late Night
Place. Oh, yeah, that's right. I've been on there. It's a good show. You should like and subscribe. Like and subscribe.
Get to smash that like button. Subscribe. We need some subbies. Come on. You can do it. Late Night. Woo, good vibes.
Bam, and mam.
Good evening. Good evening. I'm trying this. Can you hear me? Yes, I have levels. Look at me. I'm not using a thing. Hands free.
Hands free, everybody.
Impressed. We'll see how it goes. I have no idea how it sounds. It's not even the mic I intend to use, but it's the one I had the connector for today. Good evening. Get this going on in here. Yeah, look, we did it. You can really hear me? It's weird. All right. Don't talk so loud. Settle down. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back. Tonight is Thursday, September 14th, 2021. We are going to be talking about the gentleman's drive this evening. We're going to be trying some new stuff, and we're going to be cutting Nicole's hair right over here. Now, what's that noise? Do you hear that? Is that the difference of my
I heard it.
Could be anything. It's a work in progress. We are stretching out in here in the playset lately. We are back this week for the first time. Feels very weird to be talking to you, not through anything. Check, check, check. And we're going to be making some changes. We're going to be trying some new stuff. It's been... We were on the road for a month, and when we came back to the studio, it felt very small in here. It felt very, very small and contained. And we're going to try to see what we can do about that, make it a little less contained. We've edited. We've taken things out of the studio. The studio feels bigger to me because we've removed things.
Yeah.
You too?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it feel better, though?
It's so much, like, cleansed.
Kind of like life. You throw everything at it, and then you got to edit things out before you get to any kind of good result. Anyway, that's what we're doing this evening. Our buddy Mike up in Canada may join us as well. Make sure I have the room open, because sometimes it's my fault. Room. Yeah, all right. And then the other thing is the comments. Haven't figured out the comments. There were tons on YouTube and Facebook last time. Of course, we couldn't see them because they weren't coming through to the desk here. I will open YouTube on the thing here, the iPhone. Where do you find the live views on the iPhone? This is the worst. Good news! Good news! I do have good news to share. I think I'm yelling too much. I think I'm yelling into this mic. Sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. We're working on it. Part of my homework for the good news is our new producer told me to bury the lead. All right, good news. We hired a new producer for this show. Well, we'll see if he'll take the job, but he's helping out a lot already behind the scenes, and he was doing the clips already. His name is Devin. His handle is Auto Journey, and he's given me a lot of notes and a lot of homework. And one of the bits of homework is to listen to this show on earbuds or headphones so that I can hear what other people hear, because he says, oh, the audio is not as even as you think it is. And I did think it was pretty even, because I'd spent a great deal of effort making it that way. In the old days, everything would be perfect. In the ones and zeros days, everything is dynamic. Our microphones are dynamic. We've got compression on the machine over there, and it seems like software does all of that for you as well. So there's a little bit of overwhelm for me, and I feel like what I think is fine may be canceling itself out somewhere in the ones and zeros. So I may need to turn some of that automatic stuff off somewhere. It's all production meeting stuff. It's not really for any of you, but I am stalling. Another note was to start with the guests. The guest is late this evening. She's not here, so that's why I'm stalling. It's 5:06 in the p.m. here in the Pacific. And weather is 75 degrees here in Los Angeles, in the Universal City. And we do have new segments. We do have new segments, so let's do one of those here. What's in the box? We renamed viewer mail to what? So what's in the box? That's right. Because, and this is, oh gosh, and this, oh no, where are we now? Oh, by the way, we've also renumbered the cameras, so everything is different. Good news! We've renamed viewer mail to What's in the Box so that we can aptly have a real viewer mail, which we'll be talking about here in just a little bit. There are a lot of boxes. It's What's in the Boxes! Okay. Oh my God. Piece of cake. I'm glad you're here this evening. I thought for a moment you might not be. How you feeling?
Not good.
I know. Poor Gunnar Mensch, our beautiful friend Gunnar Mensch. Aloha. We love Gunnar Mensch. He's been a guest on this show and he's a longtime friend of ours, but he lost a kitty this week. He had to put down a little best friend passed away. So. Aww. Shout out to him anyway, but he was saying, "Oh, Nicole looks great. So happy to see Nicole doing better on a post today." And I was like, "Oh, it's so awesome that's what you make people think. Oh, I'm better.
Great.
I know. I don't know how to respond to those because you want to be truthful, but also you don't want to like whoop whoa." So I responded with, "Oh, geez, I wish it was like that. Unfortunately, it's more live it while you got it than ever." Chill, our friends at Chill, who gave you quite a bit of, I can't say this. Well, they take care of you a lot, and they took care of you on the parts of our road trip that they could take care of you. The parts where it was legal to, they did.
That's cool.
They sent a sauce cartridge here named, this is a good one. This one's for the East Coast Chip. Donnie Burger. His name Donnie Burger. Donnie freaking Burger! Yo, what's up, dude? Donnie Burger. If anybody doesn't know what Donnie Burger is, it's a character, Adam Sandler's character from Not I Love You Man. I'm the man. You're the man. He's my boy. That's my boy. I'm the man. You're the man. He's the man. That's my boy. Donnie Burger. So there's a cart for you. We'll get into a little bit later. There's one there now that you can work on.
Thanks, man.
All right. Stalling here, waiting for the front door to ring any time now, and it'll be our guest to talk about the Distinguished Gentleman's Drive. Also, it may just be the Gentleman's Drive. I may have been calling it the wrong thing. There's a Distinguished Gentleman's Ride, which Sean Lee was here for because he was the Grand Master. Not it. What do you call it? Funk Master Flex Night. It's Funk Master Flex Night. Grand Marshal. He was the Grand Marshal. All right, Tony from Telefunken's here. Hello, Tony. Sending you a big love and a hug. Whoops-a-doozy. Mute. There we go. All right, thanks for being here. Amy Shackelford, hello. Love it. All right, so these are from our friend... everything's on a blue card. I just can't see it. Give me a second here. I told you our guest this evening is going to be Ariel whenever she gets here. Babes in Classics. She's talking about the Gentleman's Drive. She does this every year. It's a great rally and a fundraiser. I don't remember the details. She'll tell you. We're going to buzz Nicole's hair. And currently, we are trying to find out what's in the box! Also, depending on how it sounds at home, if it's good or bad, we are trying out a new microphone here. I have high hopes for the lav mic because once I settle down, I love not having this. This is going to be great if it works. And once I settle down. These are from Omar. Omar's doing a rally up to Rensport. WISOC rally. LA to Monterey. There you go. These are giveaway mugs, so who wants them? I don't know how to do it. If you want to claim it quick, and you'll get it that way. And if nobody claims it, we're gonna spin the big wheel. That's right. It's been a while since we've spun the big wheel. Next week, we will be back with a new segment to spin the big wheel and give a bunch of shit away. We've been wanting to give away stuff for a long time. We have a whole green room full of stuff to give away. And we're gonna start doing it. All right. I told you it was September 14th, 2021. I don't know if I said that or not.
It's 2023.
Oh my God. Why would I, what the hell is wrong with me that I wrote September 14th, 2021? I was thinking about 9/11. Either way, regardless, 2023. The part I was hung up on was that it was September 14th and supposedly the retrograde Mercury's over. Everyone talks about it. Everyone said that's why my iPhone wasn't working and stuff. Supposedly that's over. So, congratulations.
There were six planets in retrograde at the same time.
Six planets in retrograde at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Big deal.
You guys know our friends, I think you can still hear me. You know our friends at Drive for a Cure? Deb Pollock. She works at Singer. She's got the charity that supports Parkinson's research, Drive for a Cure. While we were out on our Autoimmunity Foundation, big USA Grand Tour, we also partook in their 75 Days of Summer for Drive Towards a Cure. And apparently we won something. I don't even really know what it's for. I think you sponsor mileage, and I know that we raise funds for Parkinson's, which is awesome. But I don't know how they also just give away all this stuff. I've got to find out because we want to do that too. They don't have a big wheel. They do it without the big wheel. Look at this fantastic book. I want it anyway. Look at this. Porsche Unexpected.
Really cool.
It's a big old heavy book, but more importantly, Randy Lefkenwell, okay? That's not surprising. He does a lot. Cameron Ingram. Yeah. Our buddy Cam. Absolutely.
Cool.
And Michael Furman. So, Discoveries in Collecting. This is a big old heavy book, and I can't wait to delve into it. Add it to either the coffee table or the set or whatever. This is going to be great. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is great. Oh, there's so much vintage stuff, too. Cool. Awesome. All right. Whoop. Oh. Porsche. Unexpected Discoveries in Collecting. Thank you, Deb. And I don't know how we won it. I think it was just a raffle thing. I think they just give stuff away every week. Very well done. So we drove around and we got a book. Isn't that nice? Now this is from our friends at IPD Plenums. IPD Plenums, innovative pro design. We have an IPD Plenum in yellow car. It's the Y piece. It's kind of like a, I don't know, you wouldn't call it an intake, but it's part of that system. Where the air comes out of the air filter box and goes into the engine. And they make a very special product the way they do it. And apparently the air flows better and then creates more power. And that's what we're experiencing with the yellow car. But they're nice anyway. Oh, piece of cake. Son of a gun. Refresh your memory. This is What's in the Box? Are you doing your best to be quiet, or is it just my nerves making it feel like you're not making any noise at all?
I am. I'm torn between the line from the movie and the cat.
What cat?
I think Nisa was running around.
Oh, that's, no. You, yeah, you, that's a personal joke. That was not in the box. Not in the box. Not in the box.
I knew that, and I knew it was me.
For everybody else, it's Brad Pitt with, we just saw her mom in Meet the Fockers.
Gwyneth
Paltrow's head?
Yeah.
Isn't that whose head it is? Spoiler alert. What am I doing here? This is from IPD Plenums. Okay. I was like, why am I opening a thermos? They gave us a thermos. A bunch of new stickers. Awesome. Good job, guys. Because we can stick you up in the studio and on the car. Front door. Hello? 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 Oh, well.
I'm already in the elevator.
Oh, she's already in the elevator. Wow, good job. She didn't need to ring at all. Okay, sorry, I was here. Anyway, stickers, great. Congratulations on your well, we didn't purchase. This is freebie stuff. Thank you. And they specifically, reach up for the microphone. They specifically told me they have lady sizes. And indeed they do. Here's a nice new lady tee for you.
Pretty red. Thanks.
And they got some other ones here too. We got red IPD plenum, innovative pro design, and black. Very cool. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks.
Love your product. Love the company. Love the fact that you love us. That is super, super cool. Oh, and they put Smarties in there too. And what is that, chapstick? Smarties, and this would be amazing. No way. That's the smartest thing in the world, if so. If it was like some sun-blocking Blistex to go with the Smarties in here. That is absolutely what it is. So smart. Dyno proven bolt-on power, and they've got awesome chapsticks. Hi!
Hi!
Come on in. Hey, look who's here!
Hi! I don't care that there's cameras.
No, it's great. Sorry, I got a box in my lap. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
I'm glad you're here. You made it.
I made it in half costume. I would normally not, I'd be more chill normally, but.
They can't hear you. Are you dressed for your thing? You got a show tonight.
Yeah, it's an acro strip show. So it's burlesque, but with pole and aerial. And I host it, so.
So with aerial squared.
Aerial squared, exactly. It's all the way out in Pomona. Usually I leave at like 4 o'clock because the traffic is wild, and then I just get ready there. And I happened to have made separate plans today, and then we spoke, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to make it work. So here I am.
You did it. Forgive us. We were going through a new segment here called What's in the Box?
What's in the Box? How did it go before I ruined it?
I don't think you ruined it. I think you saved it.
Great.
We got Smarties and a bunch of T-shirts. Can I take yours?
Great.
Put it back in the box.
Put it back in the box.
I'm just glad it's not a V-neck. It's exciting.
Because ladies are usually V-necks.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
People have a lot of opinions on the V-necks, don't they?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Some people like them, some people don't. Is that what it is?
You know what I also, such a weird segue, but this is, I was thinking about things that, you know, as women, we don't think, maybe that men think about that much. V-necks happens to be one of them. Just learned about that. The other thing I just learned about from Johnny Lieberman is that an extraordinary, according to him, amount of men think about the Roman Empire. Like, that's a thing, apparently.
Is that
I need
true?
To pulse, according to Johnny.
Johnny Lieberman is a fascinating dude.
He's great.
He's into a lot of things that not other people necessarily may be.
Yeah.
So he may think other people are into this sort of thing. Like the World's Strongest Man competition. I don't know anybody else who's currently into that. I watched it when I was a kid, but he loves it. He's totally into it.
Good for him. Listen, I want to know about the Roman Empire. This stuff is interesting.
Well, we just watched, what did we watch? Just moved, it was one of the Broken Lizard guys with the beer. They were drinking the beer. Beer Fest. We did watch Beer Fest last night.
Oh, my God.
And they do a Trojan horse type thing.
Yeah.
In that movie.
Yeah.
Is that that's the Roman Empire, isn't it?
I believe it was. Yeah.
Sorry.
Clearly, we know our history.
I don't know shit. We're trying new camera angles, so
Ooh.
Thank you for being here for it.
I see three there. It's no longer Will on camera three. Will on camera one, but that doesn't look like it's working. Hank is on camera two now.
Yeah, things have been moved around, and they're going to need to move around some more as the new iPhone comes out next week. There's Will, unfortunately, and Lauren in the other room, Lauren over here on camera five, they may have to go as the new iPhone comes out because this thing is bogging down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I got it's not new anymore. It's the 14. I got the 14 Pro just for filming things.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, maybe I was taking your lead there. And I don't use it as a phone. I just have it as a camera. Because I would get to the point where I was filming stuff, and I improvise a lot. I have my scripts, I have my beats, but I improvise a lot. And I had a really good take. And I was like, man, that was fire. And I go around to look at it, and the shit stopped filming God knows how long ago.
Right, because you got a text in the middle of it or something else happened.
I was out of data. I was out of storage.
Oh, well, that could happen with anything.
Yeah, I mean, I do also have 43,000 pictures and videos, but that's besides the point.
How have you been? It's It's been like a long time in
general. It has been a long time. I've been good. I've been transitioning out of the big manic COVID job that I had at a studio and
That's right. You began a new position when the rest of the world shut down during COVID because you began to be you were a studio supervisor for like a COVID health and safety.
Yeah, so I was part of a very small team that were heading up the health and safety department for the biggest media conglomerate in the world, who we shall not name.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. I guess I don't work for them anymore. That's smart. Disney. It was Disney. I don't know. I don't work for them anymore, so it's fine. And also, you could look at my LinkedIn. But, you know, it was an emergency response. It's real weird working at a corporate spot. You don't know what you can, what you can't say, but, you know, I don't work for them anymore. So it was a high-level, extraordinarily stressful job. We were in emergency mode because the world was in an emergency mode. Mm. And if you've ever worked on a television show before, we got 6 to 8 days to shoot an entire episode of television. And it's a very quick timeline. There's a lot of urgency. There's a lot of, like, emergency, quote-unquote, going on. So then to be in that atmosphere and have an actual emergency on top of that was a lot. And I was on the team that was overseeing and creating and managing all of the policies. And I also had shows that I was managing the managers on. So it was like, you know, for all of us doing that position, which was, you know, six of us really, 10 by the end, but really just six of us, it was a lot. It took a lot from us and it had to be, and I'm proud of it, but
especially during a time when nobody knew what the fuck they were doing. Like, I mean, I'm not to disrespect you guys, but like the rest of the world, we didn't know what, nobody knew what to believe, what to follow, how to do things.
Yeah, I mean, the doctor that I talked to and worked with every day was working with the White House also. So like, and he was like, you know, we'd be like, how are you? You know, it's just what we were all dealing with was so massive, and I hate to use the word unprecedented, but it was. And of course, we have a lot of information from previous pandemics and studies and everything like that, but everyone had to really figure things out on the fly. We were not just building the plane as we were flying it, but we were trying to figure out what the fuck parts do we even need to build this plane? And by the way, where are we going to get these parts? Oh, and the plane is flying already. So it was a lot. I loved what I was doing. I loved my shows. I loved my managers. I loved my team and my coworkers. I had an extraordinary boss. But I needed a nap. So I've been in a little cave, just a little cave of my apartment for the last few months, just snoozing, resetting my nervous system.
I feel like we all need that sometimes. You got to pull back.
Yeah, and it's interesting because now we're, as many people know, we're in a double strike. And so...
What? I hadn't heard about that.
So the WGA is on strike and SAG is on strike. And so there is no work for the most part in the majority of... I mean, their independents can work and different things can work. But for the vast majority of people, we're all out of work. And it's impacting everyone.
Are you either SAG or WGA?
I am not, but...
Obviously, everybody's affected.
Yeah.
The reason I'm asking is I'm curious what... You know, maybe you'd be a person to ask to that. I'm curious what both of you think. Open up to the room here. What does everybody think about Drew Barrymore going back?
Oh, it's horrible.
Show, and then today it was announced that Bill Maher's coming back.
It's
as well.
Bad. It's bad. It's a bad decision. It shows that they absolutely do not give a fuck about the people working on that show.
I disagree.
I don't think it's nearly that black and white.
I mean, nothing ever is, but...
She's trying to employ a bunch of other people, too, at the same time. You know what I mean?
By also quite literally going against the people who are striking.
Agree
and
there.
Very clearly
totally
going
agree.
Against the WGA, who were like, you will be breaking the picket line. And now we have a whole bunch of writers who will never
How
get
How would she be breaking... She's not going to bring her writers back. She won't bring scab writers, right?
They do have scab writers.
No,
as far
I can't
as I believe.
No, I think
as far
wrong.
As I understand, they need writers. They can't do a show without the writers.
I think you're mistaken. They can't bring some... That's one thing they can't do, in my opinion. I don't think
no
they
writers,
can do that.
No writers. They've done it before without them.
When the old talk shows would come back, when Letterman and Leno, whatever, they would come back and there was no writers. And it was like
shows
weird.
Who can wing it and who can't. So I'm excited to see what comes out of this.
She is, however, SAG. And she's going to... go broadcast on an after show. It is confusing,
it's,
for sure.
It's bad. It's,
she doesn't own her show. That's CBS, right? Owns that show?
Yeah, I believe so.
Because, forgive me to bring Letterman up, of course, that's my thing. In the old days, in the 2007-8 strike, he was able to bring his show back because he owned it. Because he owned Worldwide Pants, and Worldwide Pants owned The Late Show with David Letterman, they were able to make a separate deal with the WGA and bring their whole teams back. Now, knowing Dave, he probably paid them whatever they were asking for, I'm guessing. But it was a side deal that wasn't what the rest of the industry was doing. So he had his writers, but I can't think of any way to... I can't think of a way.
I can't see it, but I'm...
It's bad enough coming back at all.
Reading headlines that promotions affected, so my whole old industry is freaking out because no one knows what to do.
She says, we'll bring the show back, but we won't promote...
Who are you going to have?
The TV shows and movies that are striking, but what do you... Then start a podcast.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, listen, that's what the other late night hosts did. And there is a push for daytime to be coming back, you know, across the board. And I think, you know, now that the... thing has been popped, it's probably going to happen with everyone else. Because
somebody popped the thing?
Well, I don't know. There was like a quote. There's like a way to say that. I don't know. There's something funny and I didn't think about it. cherries popped? I don't know. That's a myth anyway. So, you know, we're going to see it more and more. But, you know, I like what Jimmy Kimmel and The Lot that they're doing. They started a podcast to help raise money for their staff and they all paid their staff. And
that's literally what that podcast is for, right? It's to create a fund to pay their staff.
Yeah. And Jimmy did... I can speak for Kimmel. He did pay his staff for as long as he could, reasonably. And I think Fallon did as well, and maybe a couple of others did. I think they all tried to do that. You know, late night, it's...
Going back, that was a thing started by Jon Stewart back in the day that I can recall.
Out of pocket, like, didn't have to listen to anyone. Because it was like, I can, I will, I want, done.
Yeah, and he had the power to do it.
Yeah, but, you know, 160 maybe days later... not really feasible for an entire crew.
Well, you can't do it forever.
You can't. You can't. So they did the best they could, and now they're trying to be creative in honoring what their staff are trying to do and still creating some sort of financial stability and still take care of their staff. I think it's creative. I think it's thoughtful. I think it's a beautiful thing to be doing.
Yeah, and, the podcast.
Sorry?
What's it called? What's the podcast
called? Strike Force 5.
Of course.
That's the thunder.
Right, of course.
Not and as good who, as the board.
it's the Jimmys. It's Seth.
John Oliver,
right.
And Stephen Colbert.
Oh, of course. Channel 2, of course. Yeah. Skipping CBS. Yeah.
So it's good. And I thought that it was a really lovely thing for them to be doing for their staff.
As an idea, it's good. Have you listened to the show?
I have. It's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you rarely get to hear all of them chatting at the same time. And if you like late night and, you know, you're into it, they're sharing stories. You might like it. I think I probably would.
I was kind of avoiding it because I thought it might be a little too, like, it's too many hosts.
Well, you know
sometimes
what they
when
do.
Mike and I are both on the show and there's a guest, we're both like competing to host or whatever. And some of those shows, like with comedian podcasts, especially when there's a bunch of comedians on one, they all kind of want to show that. Mm-hmm. And I think I was afraid maybe that it would be like
Well,
that.
They organize it that one person is hosting each week. So one person, I know,
so
these guys
smart.
Are smart. They know what they're doing. So they have one host for the week and they are facilitating the conversations and bringing it back in or asking questions. And they have their little things that they do. So it's
cool.
Really fun. I really like it.
Do they have guests on?
Nope. It's just them talking about whatever. It's sharing stories, asking weird questions. How's the kids? Like just.
The moment they have guests, it's like their shows. And then it's like, yeah, it's a little, all right.
Yeah.
Also, there's so many heads.
There's a lot.
There's so many
five
heads.
People, it's already enough. We're good. Five is good.
And they're all intelligent talkers.
It's
they can all talk good.
John Oliver, by far, is the most quiet. He's not a chatty Cathy. He's like, yeah.
The clip I saw was similar.
Shock.
He interjects at the right times.
Yes.
He lets them all do their thing, and then when they're tired out, he just comes in with a little something.
I'm so glad for that.
And honestly, it's a lesson in how to shut the fuck up. You know, like it's really interesting.
I need to watch it then.
Yeah, I know. Me too. As I sit here talking.
High five.
High five. So, yeah. But it's an interesting time. Somebody else that works in production, he was like, you know, this is our COVID, obviously virus aside, but the fact that we could come back to work and we were the only industry outside of like doctors, groceries, stuff like that. We were the only industry that was working. And not only that, but we were producing more television than we ever had before. And now the rest of the world is back working and our industry is at the standstill mm-hmm. that the rest of the world experienced. So we are now experiencing what everyone else was experiencing, but we have no government help at this point. Like there's nothing, there's no cushion. There are, you know, there's the entertainment fund, I think it's called, and WGA has funds and SAG has funds. There are
if you're
things,
in a union, you've got some coverage, which is nice. You've got some sort of protection, but even that after a certain amount of time, you stale out, you time out.
Yeah. And they're consistently fundraising and trying to fundraise and dole it out and do all the things. And everyone is doing the best that they can. And, you know, it's a long time, but this is for the bigger vision, right? Like it sucks for everyone. It sucks for the grips and the gaffers and costumes and everyone who didn't choose to. But I think for the most part, people do support what's going on because it impacts all of us, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, as a viewer, you mean?
No, from a bargaining standpoint.
All of us in the industry.
Yeah. So like IATSE, they had their bargaining agreement ended in 2021, I believe it was. And so they had to negotiate and these come up every 3 years. So DGA signed off on theirs pretty much immediately. There was no strike there. WGA obviously went on strike. SAG obviously went on strike. IATSE is not going to come back up again until 24, I guess it is.
For anybody who doesn't know, IATSE is kind of everybody else. It's the International Alliance of Theatrical and Stage Employees.
Yeah. And so that's like your lighting department and your costumes and sound and everybody else.
Every other local.
Everyone.
Camera, transport, all of those are all under IATSE. Yeah. I was under IATSE.
Teamsters, they're their own thing. And they don't fuck around. So like no one's ever gonna cross as Teamsters.
they're still under the IATSE umbrella.
They are, but they have their own contract as well.
And
so it's like a
correct. Weird
like they are under IATSE technically, mm-hmm. but they're not. They have separate contracts. So
every local should have their own negotiators, and so like the cinematographers union. Mm-hmm. So all of those individuals. It's funny how I didn't know how any of that shit worked until I worked in the business. My dad was a union guy, and he used to talk about it like, "Oh, we're going to be." I'm like, "I don't know." It's interesting when something like this comes up, where all of a sudden the industry is unemployed. Some people do find the protections.
They're not happy.
Were you here in the 2007 strike? Were you here for that?
I was
you
not.
You remember it.
I was, I don't know where I was, Florida.
I found out what my union was made of during that strike because they all banded together.
Yeah.
It was very, very interesting to see. I didn't understand necessarily what the union was all about until we all needed it.
Yeah. And look, there are a lot of people that are not happy about this strike that are like, I wish they would relent or whatever. There are absolutely people like that. But I think for the most part, everyone is just banding together for the workers because as everyone is saying, and we're seeing this across every industry, it's workers versus corporate.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think this is going to go until the new year.
That's only two more months.
Yeah, I don't see any end in sight before January. So I think like Q4, we're all fucked. It's the end of the story. I think I hope that there is something that's signed in the new year. If they're not going to negotiate through the holidays, I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're not even negotiating now, so they're not going to do it through the holidays. It's probably going to be like February or something. I don't know. And I don't think either side is going to – like I don't think the studios are going to relent as much as the workers are expecting them to, and I don't think the workers are going to relent as much as the studios are expecting them to. I think it's going to – there are things that the workers are for sure like no questions asked they're not going to relent on, but, you know, it's going to be really fucking interesting. I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass because I'm not in either union. And literally no one knows what's going on. Even the people in the room don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
You're close enough that you can watch it a little bit, though.
Yeah.
I think they did it at the wrong time. I think they could not have striked at the wrong time.
Yeah. They didn't have an option, though. The contracts are up when they're up.
That's not true. You don't have to go for all of the things. You can just take this one if you want. I understand why they decided not to. It wasn't the right time to fight for it, in my opinion. The studios are going to hold out. They have every right to, and they kind of should right now because they really believe in this other thing. Now, the other side of that is I don't believe that this other thing will work out. I don't believe the AI-based work and all that stuff will play out. That one, I'm confident in. Over time, they're going to make some crap with AI. It's going to come out. It's not going to do the same. People are going to go, it's not the same. In the end, the talent, the creatives will win out. But it's going to be a long time between when they struck and when the studios figure out that they need the creative talent. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if it's a year. I don't know if it's 2 years. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. I love the your idea. Like, oh, maybe in 2024 they'll be talking again.
I mean, they have to produce at some point. So there, but I think it what we might see.
They want to produce without the people. They want to do it with the AI and without
and
the residuals.
Not going to happen. Like that, and that can't happen. Like
it's already happening.
But to what degree is the question, you know? That's what we're trying to protect. Like, obviously, these things are going to be used, and these technologies can and will be used, and they should be used. But we also need to figure out how and protect people's... I mean, one of the things that they want to do is shoot background and own their images in perpetuity. Mm-hmm. What happens when that person now books a guest star role, and they're also being used as a background person in the same show that they're a guest... Like, who's tracking that? No one's going to track that. Like, even the AI is not going to track that well, you know?
I think you're missing the point of what they're doing with all this. They want to scan the people so they don't need to hire them for the role.
I get that.
They can then AI the role with the background performer over there that they paid $100 a day.
Well, I know that. But when it comes to guest starring and series regulars and stuff like that, like they're going to use humans. That's not going to go away. Well, but you know what? Who knows? Maybe they don't want to.
Right now, they don't need them. Their argument is that we don't need the writers to write and we don't need the actors to act. And we're confident that we can figure it out with an algorithm or whatever else.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got some ace up their sleeve. Maybe they figure, oh, we'll just wait till all these old people who expect high salaries to, you know, get the hell out of here and get bored. And then we'll just hire all these young people who are willing to work for free. And they don't give a shit about unions and guilds and all that other crap. They just want clicks and likes and Instagram whatevers.
Listen, even the reality people are talking about unionizing, and that is the influencer market. People that work on reality, talent that work on reality, there is a push for them to unionize as well.
Already after? Don't they have to be after?
Mm-mm.
They don't have to join after anymore?
No.
You used to have to join after.
It might be for some reality, but like competition shows and stuff like that, I don't believe
you have to. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I think it's across the board that people are just like, we got to fix this shit because people can't afford to live, and that's a problem. Especially when you have CEOs making tens of dozens of millions of dollars as a bonus.
You can make that argument all day long, and you're going to be right all day long, but you're never going to win it, ever. In the history of the world, you'll never win that.
Oh,
the CEOs are going to make whatever the hell they want to make, and everybody else is going to suffer. We may be at a, what do they call that? Not just a tipping point, terminal velocity. What is it when you're past the point of no return?
It's never going to be the same after this. Never be the same.
That's where...
Whatever happens.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, like the industry, period.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
How will that affect the creative product, the output? I don't know. I don't like the idea of watching AI anything just because I don't have a great experience with it.
No, and again, it's cutting human beings out of the creative process with... That which means like there's no sense of empathy, there's no sense of lived experience, there's no sense of intersectionality in that. Like a machine can never really understand intersectionality.
They're looking for efficiency.
Exactly.
Consistency.
Yeah.
So, those two things.
I mean, look at The Bear.
That's what the
AI
is.
I'm watching The Bear right now. Great show. I could not watch it during... You know, when I was working, because I was like, I've worked in restaurants. I can't deal with watching this for fun because it's very intense, especially if you've worked in a restaurant. But that's my exact point, is that a machine would have never been able to write that show the way that it did, with the authenticity that it did, because humans have never even written a show like that to show what a kitchen is as authentically as that show. So, you know, that's a part of what we also want to be protecting, is that authenticity and creativity and storytelling, as well as people's, you know.
But the bear is out now.
It is out. Yeah.
Right. So AI can absolutely recreate that now
because it's
out.
Fuck.
Do you understand how it works?
That's the problem.
Exactly.
So I think
a bigger argument gets into who owns all of the IP
for
the history of the world that's now being sucked up by AI and then regurgitated by AI.
Which isn't Google also being taken to court right now because their search algorithm basically monopolized searching? I believe I heard that on the Journal or something like
that. That is business, right? That's what they're trying to do.
No, but it's something which, like, it's too far. Like, it's a monopoly. So I think that they actually are in court right now about that.
Okay.
And it's the same thing as when they took Microsoft down.
Microsoft down?
This was...
There's no more Microsoft?
No. Microsoft exists, but they had to break them up.
Because of how
the search engine was, or something like
the FCC or somebody.
Yeah. Gotcha. So Google is going through a similar process right now, I believe. You'd have
SEC,
to fact check.
The SEC, not the FCC.
Somebody, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, that would make sense. Well, they're the ones who would break up monopolies and such.
Yeah. So then it's them.
Do you want to talk about I've been calling it the Distinguished Gentleman's Drive.
That is correct.
Is it?
It is the Distinguished.
Is it different than Gentleman's Drive? I've been tagging Gentleman's Drive.
Well, that is correct. So it's called the Distinguished Gentleman's Drive. At Gentleman's Drive is their Instagram handle, probably because the rest of it is too fucking long.
Yeah.
So I think they just had to get a smaller handle.
Okay, perfect.
But it is called the Distinguished Gentleman's Drive.
Thank goodness.
Yes, you got it right. You tagged it right. Well done. It's taking place next Sunday, the 24th. And it's a worldwide drive. People around the world get dressed up in dapper attire, period attire, similar to what we're seeing over at Goodwood, which thank you for everyone that's been posting.
So good this year.
So much FOMO.
Best Goodwood ever.
Yeah. I guess it maybe
helps that we have so many friends there right now.
Exactly.
So we're looking at our friends posting this stuff. It's great.
And all of their perspectives. Like, I just keep posting, thank you for posting all your stuff. Please keep it coming.
And Sarah and Dave are on that European trip.
Such an epic ride.
They picked up a Lancia, that old classic Lancia that she bought.
The Fulvia.
Fulvia, right. That's right.
No, it's a Lancia Fulvia.
Yeah.
It's both.
Anyway, yeah, it's been great.
It's been great watching them. But this is our chance to do that here and raise money for Movember. They do research on men's mental health, suicide prevention, prostate cancer, and testicular cancer.
Ooh.
So we're getting dressed for a good reason. We're bringing out all of our cars. It's all pre-1980s. Last year, LA was the top fundraiser in the world.
Ooh.
Booyah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. It was over $16,000.
Wow.
For just LA alone.
Wow.
Globally.
How many people is that in the thing?
I had, I think I had like 40 people sign up, but a lot of people had like broken cars and they couldn't make it. So I think on the actual drive, we had maybe 20 people.
Still.
But still, it was all those people fundraising. Juan Carlos, one of my drivers, he by far raised the most. He won the most in the world. Not won, but you know, he was the lead in the world. And I think he got almost $9,000.
Wow.
Sarah Fairfield, she raised like almost $3,000 or maybe $4,000. I don't know. It was a lot. She busted it out. So
and she borrowed a car for it, didn't she?
And she borrowed a car, yeah. Nice. And she was my picture car, too. So, my camera car, because I had Kate was hanging out of the side of it.
Oh,
so,
right, of course.
Yeah. So we had a great drive last year. It's going to be great again this year. It's going to be a little different. It's hot out there. So I've done it in a way that we get to stop after 30 minutes. Then if you want to fuck off, you can fuck off. If you want to keep driving, keep driving. So, you know.
It's the 24th? September 24th?
It's September 24th, Sunday.
That was my dad's birthday.
Oh, I love that.
Well, he's long gone, but.
I know, but I love that.
I'll celebrate with you for that reason.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing for all of us to take with us on our drive.
Okay. Thank you. I don't take you sent such a lovely birthday message, and I was like, I don't know what to do with any of this. And I go, but okay, thank you. And she's like, I'm proud of you.
Love.
I'm proud of you for taking it.
I was proud of you for taking it. I knew you were going to be uncomfortable, and that's why I didn't do it on social media, and I did it just to you instead of doing both, because, you know, a lot of times I'll do both. But I knew that you wouldn't appreciate the social media, and it would just, I mean, you would appreciate it because you appreciate it so much, but you would feel weird.
I got uncomfortable.
It was enough just to get it in your personal inbox and in your phone message.
I can't even explain. I mean, this is a personal, this is like, who even knows? That's a deep dive on the Jay Ryan. Speaking of which, we got Mike Chisholm over here, host of the Letterman podcast, joining us this evening. Hey, buddy.
Hey, everybody.
Long time no see.
What's up?
It's great to see you guys. Your Tuesday show made me cry in all the good ways.
Aww.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's beautiful.
Hearing Nicole articulate for as long as she did, that was like so emotional.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Thanks.
Sorry
Thanks,
to buddy. Hijack the show.
No, it's great. It's so nice to see you. It's been a long time and we need to catch up. The other producer, Devin, suggests we get to the guests first and then do the house cleaning afterwards.
Yeah. That makes sense. I would have been here right at the start, but I had a podcast and it went long. And it's considering the episode's coming out tomorrow, I needed to complete that. So sorry for not being here at the beginning,
oh,
but that does sound right.
I think everybody in this room can relate to what you just said. So don't worry about that. Since you've been here last, you started a podcast.
I did start a podcast.
You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, it's called Birds and Bees Don't Fuck. And exactly. I talk to comedians and sexperts about their formative sex education or lack thereof. Because most of us didn't get shit.
Mm.
Or it was wrong. Or if it was weird and awkward. I mean, I've got stories of like parents shoving books under doors and like never speaking about it again. People finding.
You mean like sex books? Like here, read about it yourself. Good
but
luck.
But we're not going to talk about it.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, I have stories. A lot of purity culture stories. Lot of people are healing from hyper religious families. So bless your little hearts out there. there's a lot of common threads and everyone's got their own differences, but they're really fun conversations and they just kind of go wherever they go about sexuality and relationships. And
do you have a time? Is it an hour or do you just let it go?
It's an hour long show. Okay. I keep it tight for an hour cause I don't want to talk for that long, but also I'm just like, I just want it to be an hour. Comes out every Wednesday. Happy hump day. It's on YouTube and it's on all of the podcast platforms. So we're about 16 episodes in.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you've been cranking.
I've been cranking. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. I'm in the midst of booking my next round of guests that's going to take me to the end of the year. And I'll be at like 30 something by then. So.
Do you have a problem with like, how do you spell the last word in your podcast?
It's F-C-K.
F-C-K.
Mm-hmm. So I try to get around the censorship.
Right. But you don't do like an asterisk or a dash or anything. It's just F-C-K.
F-C-K. Yeah. Right,
that may be the smartest way to do it.
Mm-hmm. I did my due diligence. At first, I did have it say fuck. And then like a couple of episodes in, I was like, you know what? I don't want to have to deal with stuff because ideally this will grow. And hello, Team Coco. I would like to be on your network because I think that's fun. Because I like the comedy aspect of it. Like, I don't want to go on a sex network. Plenty of other shows can
live
there.
You'll get lost on a sex network.
I'll get lost on there, but
also, if you were the sex show on the comedy network, that'd be fun.
And I think that that's the way we need to get to people.
Your mom's house. You should talk to your mom's house people. Forgive me to jump in here.
Yeah,
but that is, it's Tom Segura and his wife and all of those guys.
Yeah.
But they have a whole podcast network that's excellent.
Yeah.
Their whole stable of shows is great. They have one with Dr. Drew.
Oh, great.
But they don't have anything like you.
Yeah.
They just started one with Jamie Lynn Siegler, our friend, and her brother on the show.
Cute.
What? Meadow and Anthony Jr. Soprano. They got a show called something. Can't remember.
Cute.
Shit. I wish I could remember what it was called. I just posted about it today. Okay. Anyway, that's on the Tom Segura Network, too.
Yeah.
Your mom's house. I feel like that might be a good. And they do it here in the Valley.
Oh, great.
They've got a whole house in the Valley.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, I record out of my house and I just, you know, have people come over or we do it remotely. So it's good fun. And it's a good reason to hang out with people. That's the fun thing about having a show is like, just come hang out and chat for an hour, and I get closer to people that way, you know? Like, it's...
That's why we started.
Exactly.
That's why we started, so we could have people come to the house and see her because she couldn't go out anymore.
Exactly.
It's called Not Today, Pal.
Not today,
Not
pal.
Today, pal.
Love that. So yeah, I mean, that's what I've been doing. I've been resting. I'm more than halfway through my intimacy coordinating certification, so I'll be fully certified by the time all of this is over. I can work now.
You didn't take a break. You just stopped working your studio job. You've been going nonstop, it sounds like.
Yeah.
You didn't really take the nap you mentioned before.
Yeah, I'm going to Europe for 2 weeks, though, so that's...
Oh, that'll be relaxing.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like yes and no, right? Maybe
shut
I don't know
off.
How to relax.
Just go to Europe for a couple of weeks.
I know. Where? Well, I have to go for our certification. We have the in-person choreography workshops are in Europe because that's where...
Sex choreography?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
What does that
Simulated
look like?
Sex choreography.
Well, then you could do it from anywhere on Zoom. Simulated.
For the people who can't do it in person, yeah, but you really do have to be there in person.
Is it in France?
No, that's where I'm going afterwards. So I'm going into...
I see London, I see France.
It does, that would check out. I'm going to London first for a couple of days. Then I'm going to be down in Marbella. That's where the workshop is in Spain. And then I'm going to go up to London. I'm sorry, not London, Paris. So I'm going to wind up in Paris for like a week just fucking around.
Fun.
Yeah. That's where I think I'm going to like... I just plan to eat my way around.
Eat my way around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all the European food. I see.
Maybe not just food. Just got to, no kidding.
I can't. It's too many things going on. I'm like, sex in Europe and fucking eat our way around. Irene Hoffman is present. Jared Fraley says, it's the Ryans. It's the Ryans is right. May 2024, I'm hoping to drive out from MN. Is that Minnesota?
Minnesota.
Yeah.
To the GVBC.
Yeah.
I'm committed to the IMSA race at Laguna Seca already.
So
very
good.
Cool. Diagnostic setting says, where's Mike? Found him.
Hey, is BABDF a thing?
BBDF. So birds and bees don't fuck. So BBDF
okay.
is
you don't
what
have,
I
you don't have the and. Oh, okay. So you don't have the and in there.
Yeah, yeah. Like if I'm going right. to abbreviate it, I'll just do BBDF, like my
gotcha.
Files and shit.
See, he's on to why I was asking before. It wasn't about the swear and the censorship. It was about all the other. When we did Cars and Comedy for a little bit, The ampersand.
Yeah. I didn't want to mess with any of that
was
stuff.
Was an issue. I thought that would simplify it, and it ended up complicating it.
No. And then I also think of people who have to read things. They have things people who are blind or vision impaired, and they have to have things read to them. If you have any sort of a blocker in there, then it doesn't come through as the word. But if a machine is reading F-C-K, it'll come through as fk, so they'll get it. It's not great, but it's better
it
than
is.
Like
it is great.
Like an F and then
great.
a little, you know, asterisk CK, like that's, you know. So I try to think about accessibility as much as I can.
So smart. So smart. I'm only looking at those things now that somebody else is telling me to. I'm learning a lot very quickly.
I mean, listen, how else are we going to know unless we're learning from each other, you know?
We're
seeking it out, you know,
yes.
like information doesn't just appear. We have to either discover it one way or another.
Some of it's easy to find if you go look, and some of it's even easier to follow if you actually listen to it, but I have a hard time with that. I'm like, I'll forge my own path.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
It's up here. It's up here. You can't tell me.
Don't tell me what to do.
No. I'm John Locke over here without the wheelchair, no offense. Don't tell me what I can't do, damn it.
Yeah.
All right, so you've got to go because you're doing a show tonight.
Yeah, I feel like I can stretch it a little bit longer. I got to get to Pomona. So I feel like as long as I got a two-hour, well, this would be the two-hour window to get to Pomona.
I got to cut her hair.
Yeah, I know.
Do
you have to set anything up for that? You want me to?
Mike, would you do, hang on. First of all, let's close this up because I'm trying to get better about segmenting things and actually,
let's
close this box when we get done with it and open a new one separately. Otherwise, I just am like a kid who will open up every single toy on Christmas, and then they're all out, and they're like, okay, have a good time. How do people join the Gentleman's Drive? One more time.
The easiest thing to do is to go to my Instagram, at babesinclassics. That's babesinclassics. The link in my bio has one of those link trees. It's got everything. You can donate. You can register. You can learn more. I think I still have a link on there about how to have some hard conversations. So everything you need is there. It's at Babes and Classics. And if you want to follow my podcast, it's Birds and Bees Don't Fuck.
F-C-K.
F-C-K.
Birds and Bees Don't Fuck.
Because they don't.
They don't fuck.
Not each other, anyway.
Is that what the implication is? Oh, I'll teach you about the birds and the bees. The birds are supposed to... Is that what the implication is?
I don't fucking know, but it makes no sense.
I always thought it meant, oh, we'll teach you about life. And then those were just two examples of natural things in life, but I never understood it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. Why are we making a confusing conversation confusing to start?
I'll
Let's just talk about bodies.
Right, right. I'll teach you about the grass and the trees. Like, what's the difference, birds and the bees? There's no... Unless they're... Oh, pollination.
Pollination.
Bees pollinate.
And then the birds fly, and the birds help pollination. But it's like, this
no,
doesn't make any fucking sense.
No,
just tell me what a vulva is.
Yeah.
I have a vagina. Tell me what's going to happen. Tell me about the things that are going to come out. I have a penis, and it sprays things in the middle of the night. Tell me about that. You know, like.
You got all that?
I have everything.
Wow.
But it's just like, what the fuck are you guys? What? Yeah. That's a whole other episode for me to come on and.
Despite Google's monopoly of the internet, they came in a little bit handy here. Would you like to hear the...
Please.
Okay. Though there are some variations, the story typically involves bees pollinating flowers, symbolizing male fertilization,
yep.
and the bird laying eggs, which equates to female
eggs.
Ovulation. In another telling of the story, a baby is created when a bee stings a bird.
What the fuck? Oh my God.
Yeah,
support accurate sex education, please, for the love of all things living.
I put together the pollination with the bees pretty easily.
Yeah,
how did the eggs from the birds skip me so, like, that is so obvious too, and
I thought about birds going between the flowers and helping pollination because that's how it works.
I don't agree with that one. Is that true?
Yeah.
Do birds help pollinate too?
Yeah,
oh, hummingbees do.
Hummingbird, but different types of birds. They'll go to different flowers and
forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah. We watch nature shows.
No. I got it. They're doing the same thing as the bees.
Yeah,
I thought you were implying there was some other thing, and I was like, I don't know.
No, but this
that.
Is the whole point. Like, it has nothing to do with the human body and how humans are made or how a human's body functions.
You're right. We learned more from Mike's Google definition there and then just chatting about it here live than we ever would have from mom and dad.
Thanks for having me on.
Love you. Thanks for doing it. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah.
We are here and we're trying new things and we're exploring and we're experimenting. So I know you're very, very busy, but now that you're not at your studio job, if you ever want to be here during show nights, just come on by. We'll find something for you.
Hell yeah.
Keep up all the good work.
Thanks.
Keep up all the things you're working on.
You've told me a million times to get my own fucking platform because I have too much to say, so I did.
But I think it's good.
Yeah.
I never said you had too much to say.
No,
I just said
you've got
all these divisive things you want to talk about on this show.
It's enough for you to talk about it on your own show.
Well, yeah, and then we can talk about, then your show, and then we refer people to that, and then we can watch your show and find out more about it, and it doesn't all have to be done here.
Yeah, it's fun. But I love you guys.
Love you, too.
Thanks for being you.
I love you, Ariel.
Love you, Mike.
Now, Mike, if you have a few moments, would you please tell everybody about the Hello Deli, even though, would you just tell everybody about the Hello Deli, and I'm going to get Nicole set up in the other chair so that we can start the haircut process.
Yay!
We're going to plug in the buzzer and get this thing going.
Sure.
So excited.
Yeah. How short are we going? All the way? Tell me about it, Mike.
No, he's talking about the Hello Deli.
I got to go. Goodbye.
Remember, we got to open boxes and close them now.
No, I have ADD too.
Hey, everybody. Have you ever wanted to have authentic Late Show with David Letterman merchandise? Or how about authentic Hello Deli merchandise? Well, you can, and for a short time, because the legendary Hello Deli is for sale. But until they do sell, you can go to hello-deli.com, and you can get authentic Late Show with David Letterman merchandise, like this mug, like the t-shirts that I have that I'm not wearing right now, or the hats that Jay and Nicole have that they're not wearing right now. And you can get all sorts of other Hello Deli merchandise as well. Of course, Rupert G and the Hello Deli have... entertained us for years, ever since 1993 when Late Show with David Letterman moved to the Ed Sullivan Theater. And we are just so thrilled that Cars and Comedy, Late Night Playset, and of course the Letterman Podcast, which I host, are in contact with Rupert, and he is such a supporter of these endeavors. We appreciate him to no end and happily, happily endorse everybody going to hello-deli.com to get your own Late Show with David Letterman merchandise and Hello Deli merchandise. People have been asking me about the sale of the deli. It is happening right now. There's an announcement happening in a couple of weeks as to what's happening. There's even some of us might be going to New York for a sort of a celebration of Rupert and everything that he has done over the last 30 plus years. So more to come when it comes to news on what's happening there, but it is in motion right now. So please go to hello-deli.com and get your Late Show with David Letterman merchandise or your Hello Deli merchandise.
Woohoo!
How did that go?
Good job, good? Mike. That was awesome. You gave us pretty just good enough time to get over here.
Excellent. I hate to say that I'm only here for a good time, but not a long time. But I've got clients I've got to go see. I didn't know about this show before, and so I had booked some stuff. But I just want to let you know I'm so grateful to have been here.
Oh, and thanks for being here, buddy, and for doing the commercial.
Ariel, that's so great.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So I don't know how this is going to work. We're going to figure this out, but it's time to... Maybe I'll put a little bit of haircutting music on.
All right, I'm going to jump out. I love you guys.
Love you, buddy. Take it easy. All right. A little of this in the background. See how that goes. There we go. Pretty nervous about this. Stop the music first. Here. Let's see if we gotta figure out how to work this thing first. Welcome. We're gonna cut Nicole's hair right now. We're gonna buzz it with one of these things. That's right. We got a bunch of clips here. What's your favorite number? Hold on to that. Give me a little test.
Testing.
Great job. All right. Now, I was going to cover you in a sheet, but it's got this little thing here, and maybe this will be all right. Ah, beautiful. All right?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
I'm nervous. am. All right, I'm going to bring my phone, and I'm going to go to see if there's comments on YouTube. It looked like we might be dropping out on YouTube. I don't know what's going on with them. And then on Facebook, we'll figure it out. There we go. Okay. What'd you say your favorite color was? I mean, your favorite number?
Two.
Oh, I think two is a little close, isn't it?
I don't know.
All right. I think. We don't want that. We don't want that. Should have done this ahead of time. I think. Well, shoot, maybe you're right. Maybe that's. I was thinking four, maybe a three. Maybe a two is right. I don't know. Can't hurt to try it, right?
Sure, fine.
Ready?
Ready.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You trust me to do this?
Yes, I do.
I think you're nuts.
I am.
Here's your water. I'll try to keep that out. All right. So my plan is to just go nuts here, okay?
Yep.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
It's happening. Oh yeah, this is gonna be great. It's gonna take a little longer than I thought it would, but it's gonna be great. I gotta get some of the length off first. Can already see your neck though. You feel better?
Yes.
This is awesome. I wish we didn't let it go so long. I don't know why I was nervous. I can't screw it up. You're letting me cut it all off. You'll let me know if I hurt you, right? Feel okay?
Yes.
Tell me if I hurt you. This is fun. I see why people used to do this when they were kids. Starting to feel cooler already?
Yeah.
Good. This is wild. I can't imagine what this would be like if you were really, if it was still your original length and we were just doing this.
Yeah, I can't do it though.
No, this isn't what we're looking for, but I'm kind of digging this little punk thing we got going here. Pretty wild.
I love you, Chunk.
They make these other ones to go around the ears. A little different thing. We'll see if I need that at the end. I think I can get it pretty even myself. Care about what's going on the top here?
No, I don't.
I think it should all come off.
Great.
I can't hear you without the mic.
I would love for it all to come off.
Yeah, just do it.
Please.
Whoopsie daisy, got a little caught up there. Yeah! Oh, this is the stuff. Feel okay?
Yep.
You okay?
Yes.
Does it feel okay?
Yes. It's already itches less.
It looks great. I mean, not the haircut, but getting it all off you, getting your little cue ball looks awesome. It's not even the pixie, it's shorter than the pixie. Oop, sorry about that. Good. How you feeling?
Awesome.
Really?
Yes. I love having no hair. Great.
I wouldn't call this a good haircut because I'm not good at it, but you look great and you look so much lighter.
I'm so happy with that. I was told not to cut my
microphone.
Hair.
Microphone.
I was told not to cut my hair because someone liked the color, and I'm like,
color's not going to change.
It's still there. I'm so glad.
Put your head down. Oh, yeah. I mean, there might be some cleanup to do, but.
I love it.
Oh, shit. Sorry, everybody. Oh, no. Did I just. There we go. Okay. Whew.
I love it already.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's so weird to not have hair anymore that when I have it, it freaks me out.
There you go.
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because it feels good?
It feels great, but it looks like Terminator-y.
Ah. You're hilarious.
I don't look nearly as prissy as I used to.
Prissy? No.
Yeah.
You don't look prissy at all. I will clean that up a little bit more so that you look better. But I feel like for the purposes of what we've done here, we've done your haircut. Okay?
Yeah.
And I need to come grab this outro. We'll see if anybody's on the... I'm sorry about the comments, guys. We're working on it. We're figuring it out here. Yeah, there are people there, but it's hard to... All right, we'll deal with that later. In the meantime, thank you for tuning in to Late Night Playset. If you liked the show, please subscribe and share with your friends. We'd also love to hear from you. So leave us a comment and tell us what you thought of tonight's episode. It really helps us grow our audience and reach more people like you. And if you want to make a direct contribution, donate to our website, theautoimmunityfoundation.org. Your donation will help us fund research into root causes of MS and other autoimmune disorders. Our new producer wrote that for us. Thank you very much for watching. We love all of you at home. Please love one another. See you out there. Tomorrow, GVBC, and the rest of the stuff this weekend, I can't recall. Have a great weekend.